Harper Audio presents Altar of Eden by James Rollins, performed by Paula Christensen. Copyright 2010 by James Tchaikovsky. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. And Babylon shall become heaps. A dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment, and a hissing, without an inhabitant. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 37. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born? W.B. Yeats. The study of nature makes a man at last as remorseless as nature. H.G. Wells. April 2003, Baghdad, Iraq. The two boys stood outside the lion's cage.
I don't want to go inside, the smaller one said.
He kept close to his older brother and clasped tightly to his hand. The two were bundled in jackets too large for their small forms, faces swathed in scarves, heads warmed by woolen caps. At this early hour, with the sun not yet up, the pre-dawn chill had crept down to their bones. They had to keep moving.
Buddy, the cage is empty. Stop being a Shakif. Look.
McKean, the older of the two, pushed the black iron gate wider and revealed the bare concrete walls inside. A few old gnawed bones lay piled in a dark corner. They would make a nice soup. McKean stared out at the ruins of the zoo.